It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about the road to the college football playoff, Mike, for the Dogs. It continues this weekend against Florida. And, guys, we're up here live at Flowery Branch in the Ticketmaster Studios. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. Can't stop in. Order Buffalo Wild Wings. Go pick it up on your way home or for your next event. I want you to hear Kirby, and then, you know, we're going to talk about this because Kirby was asked this week about Carson Beck taking ownership for his play, meaning, hey, the mistakes he's making, can he play better? And Kirby said this about Carson Beck.
Well, I think he's going to own that regardless. You know, if you ask a kid that, they're going to say that. He does need to play better. We need to coach better. We need to execute better. We need the people around him to play better. That's the ownership that a quarterback takes. And I wouldn't expect him to answer any questions like that any other way.
Does he need to be Superman Saturday, Mike? No, he needs to play clean.
No, just Mike Bobo, run the ball, man. I mean, I'll keep saying it. You got a great weapon in Trevor Etienne, you know, and I know that Georgia doesn't have some of the depth you want. You don't want to run him into the ground at running back, but just run the ball, set up the play action, and then let's go to work. I just think sometimes it can't be that simple. Florida traditionally, and even with Billy Napier, they're good in the trenches. It's a rivalry game. So we know we've only been really seen some crazy results like once under Kirby. But, yeah, I just run the damn ball. I just think Beck, does he put too much pressure on himself? He's talked about it, the pressure, how he handles it. There have been slow starts. We asked that poll question. I put it up there at Dukes of Bell 929 is, you know, do you trust Carson Beck? And it's funny. It's Carl literally run 50-50 all day long. And it's generally right now just slightly above on the no side amongst our audience just because, you know, he's just a guy that he's got the skills. We know he can throw it a mile. He can zip it into tight windows.
Yeah.
He's going to make better decisions.
Yeah, I think if he plays clean and they do run the ball, he's going to be fine. They'll be fine. Florida's three losses, guys, have come to ranked teams. It's not like this schedule's been a slouch. We pointed this out earlier. They have the toughest schedule in college football. So their losses come to three teams that have a combined record of 21-2 right now. Miami, Tennessee, Texas A&M. That's who they've lost to. So, you know, they the Dogs obviously coming off the win against Texas, and we know how well they played in that game. Can they duplicate that, Mike, and play as well as they did there? If they do, this is going to be another route. If they play, the defense especially,
right.
If they play as well as they did against Texas, this is going to be a route. But, you know, Billy Napier talking about offensively, it starts with Carson Beck and, you know, the veteran offensive line. He's being very complimentary of the Dogs, and he says, I do think defensively they have an identity now at this point in the season. That's interesting because I don't know if we would have said that week three or four, you know, into this. And now after the Texas game, you feel like, okay, they came into their own. And he also mentioned the kicking game, Mike, saying they got a good kicker, punter, snapper. Like, they do a good job in the kicking game, talking about Georgia, and you can get beat there as well.
Right. They're fundamentally sound there because Kirby's team is elite. DJ Lagway in now, as you know, Graham Mertz is done for the season.
It's pretty good.
And, you know, he didn't throw it all. They didn't ask him to throw it that often. Didn't get a touchdown, but in the last game, but he's still, you know, he's got the mobility, so that's something to keep an eye on.
He had four explosive plays of more than 25 yards.
That's the concern.
He threw the ball. You're right. I think he threw it 14 times, but he had like four of the seven.
Over 250 yards on a few throws.
Yeah. So that is the – Mike, talk about explosive plays, and I'm sure Kirby's preaching that this week about, you know, not giving up those big plays. But that was the key to Florida last week.
You know, and you look at the Georgia team, and we talked about, you know, guys being healthy and stepping up. Jalen Walker, Mykel Williams. And when they are healthy, then all those questions you and I ask week after week about where's the elite defense? Well, it sure looked elite in Austin. And every time Carson Beck, you know – look, not all on Carson Beck, as we said. There were some drops early that would have been some huge momentum, might even have been a bigger score. But anytime there was a turnover, Georgia got the ball right back.
All right, one other thing we want to mention, and this has nothing to do with Georgia-Florida. It's just a story we've been following. And a lot of times, Mike, we don't follow up on things that we talk about, and I think most people don't. You just dive in and you say, oh, he's an idiot, it's going bad. Guys, Colorado is 6-2. They have a chance to win the Big 12. And I just want to put this in perspective because last year we were talking about year one, Coach Prime era.
He beat TCU. We all went bananas. And then obviously they struggled afterwards. And the media that just doesn't like Deion had the knives out, and they were just ready to just go after him.
They allowed 40 points or more in five games. They gave up 6.3 yards a play. The defense was bad. These are just numbers that were out there talking about last year. Mike, this year it's a completely different story. And say what you want, but you got to give Prime and that coaching staff credit. Yes, we know he has his son in Shedeur Sanders, who I think is a top five pick. Hunter's the best player in college football. But you talk about putting a team together around those two guys. It looks like if they are able to win these next few games, Mike, they are going to be in the hunt for the Big 12 championship. They're already bowl eligible.
Right.
That's a win. In year two, he took over the worst program in college football.
That's it. And, you know, it's funny because Florida State fans are going like, everyone was like, I was like, let me see him do something here at Colorado. The way Norvell has completely overplayed his hand with the transfer portal, the problem is FSU's got no money to buy Norvell out. They're screwed. You know how many FSU fans talk to me every day about going get Deion? I mean, it's like, it would be the ultimate prodigal son returns. Unfortunately, I just don't think they got the wherewithal to make it happen. Deion might go pound sand. You could have had me a couple years ago.
Could, yeah.
You know, but the other thing, it's funny, they're just looking for almost anything now to get under Deion's fingernail. This one was the craziest of late. The Freedom From Religion Foundation.
What happened?
Apparently upset because Colorado's a, you know, state school and all that, I guess. That he's got a pastor that's in the locker room. Every college team has a pastor in the locker room. Every NFL team has got one. But it just seems like just something else because Deion's got a faith-based thing going, hey, just like Bobby Bowden, just like Mark Richt.
Sure.
That's how business gets done.
Sure.
And faith is big in high school and the college game. I always get a kick out of this when people who know nothing about football, you know, you start to be like a muckraker. They have no idea what they're getting themselves into.
It's a great point. So Deion's saying, I'm not coming off of that, right?
No, basically. Of course not.
Yeah, and nor should he. Texas Tech, they already beat Cincinnati. Utah at Kansas, Oklahoma State.
Can win all those games.
Do not be surprised if Colorado has two L's at the end of the season. And, Mike, if you win the Big 12, guess what happens? You're in the college football playoff. That would be an unbelievable story.
The toughest game they had, and I think they're still, if they play Nebraska now, they beat them. But they had some guys banged up in that Nebraska game.
They did.
So I'm not trying to make excuses for Prime.
Well, listen.
But I still think that they're a better team.
Yeah, 28-10 now doesn't look as bad when Nebraska got steamrolled.
Right.
You talk about these last few weeks, Nebraska hasn't looked like jack. So all this conversation about Nebraska being back, and what was the kid that was at Buford that was at Georgia? Dylan Raiola?
Yep.
Come on, Mike.
Now, they did give Ohio State a fight, and Ohio State is supposed to be like leagues above Nebraska. See, I don't know if that's,
I don't think they're that good.
I don't know if that's about Nebraska being better or the fact that Ohio State's quarterback and their offense just don't work great.
The week before Indiana beat them 56-7.
Right. I mean, Indiana, that's
you're telling me Indiana's that much better than Ohio State this year?
Right. That's where it's interesting. And by the way, Clint Cignetti, that's the one thing for some Florida. I was joking with Carl earlier about them being down in Tampa for the Falcons game. Talking to some Gator fans, that's who they want. You know, the guys who are done with Coach Napier and they're not worried about whatever he does, wins or losses, they want to go get the Indiana coach, Kurt Cignetti. Right? I said Clint. Kurt, so I put an eye on it. But Kurt Cignetti was the one who went from James Madison to Indiana when College Game Day was there. It was kind of fun. He's like, hey, I win. It's what I do. We mentioned the dogs, the cocktail party. By now, most of you know UGA in Florida at the Benz in 2026. And then Raymond James was just at the game. And that's a perfect venue where the Bucks play to have it when they're still working on Everbank Stadium in 2027.
Yeah, exciting times, man, to be here and have that game. I know Kirby wants it on campus, but that's a cool thing.